Do Johns Hopkins Cancer Center and the Mayo Clinic sound like reliable sources to you? They do to the folks who write fake health news, too. Hello, I'm Brooke Hildebrand Clubs, Director of Health Communication at Southeast Missouri State University. Both Johns Hopkins and the Mayo Clinic keep their media departments hopping, issuing press releases to disprove the stories they have been mentioned in. Last week on To Your Health, I explained how prevalent fake health news has become and how dangerous it can be. This week, we will look at how to avoid it. The authors of fake health news often try to lend credibility to their articles by mentioning well-known health organizations or describing their sources as doctors. If you are reading claims that seem implausible but seem to be supported by reputable sources, do an online search for the story's details plus the word myth or hoax. You might find it's already been critiqued. If the authors claim the findings were published in a journal, search for that journal online to see if it is peer-reviewed, which means it was sent out for scrutiny by scientists working in the same field before being published. Look at the site the story is coming from. Red flags include articles with words like miracle and secret, hyperbolic descriptions, lack of dates and contact information, ads, endorsements of products, or links to buy a product. This may seem like a lot of extra work to stop and fact-check as you are scrolling through Facebook, but your health and the health of others could depend on it. For more information on how to spot fake health news and for all previous To Your Health programs, visit krcu.org.